This is MSO News Sports, and we are joined by Matt Karakunas, head boys basketball coach at Beverly High School. And, Coach, welcome back. Here we are in 2023.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Bill. Always good to be on with you. You know, it's basketball season, so pretty excited.
You got it. All right, so you guys have had some scrimmages, but you will kick off the season next week with a road game on Tuesday night, and then you got a home game on Friday night. So that's Marblehead away, Peabody at home. So first up, Coach, looks like a pretty solid week of opponents for you to start the season.
Yeah, we got a tough schedule right out of the gates. You know, you never really know what you're going to get till you get on the court. But on paper, Marblehead and Peabody, you know, might be the two toughest teams in the NEC. And then we go into that big Christmas tournament where we drew Central Catholic first round. So we need to get out of the gates playing well or, you know, we could struggle.
All right, Matt, tell us about this year's team. Who did you lose off of last year's team? And then we'll talk more about your current players.
Yeah, well, we definitely lost a lot. We lost a lot of seniors. We lost Ryder Frost, who transferred. We lost Dylan Crowley, Rook Landman, Max Hemsley. Just a lot of key contributors to last year's team. We have a 15-man roster this year, with really only one returner who actually played significant minutes, and that would be Noe Diaz, who's our returning all-star from last year. We have some other guys that return who are on the varsity team but really didn't see much time. So we got a lot of inexperienced players on the court, but experienced as far as being within the program, which is nice. So it's definitely going to be a big change from the previous season.
All right, for a coach now, what's different, or what do you have to do different with this kind of group you have now opposed to some of the teams you've had over the past several years?
Yeah, I think this year, offensively, our team may be a lot more balanced than it has been in the past. When you really have like a guy like Ryder Frost, you know, who's arguably the best player in the state, you really can run everything through him and around him. And when you don't have someone like that, you got to play more of a team-oriented game where everybody gets a little piece of the pie, which is still an excellent way to play basketball. And we have plenty of guys. You know, we have 8 seniors this year on the team, so we have plenty of guys I think that can contribute. We have a really good sophomore class right now with Jacob Class and Danny Pierce. So we still have a lot of nice pieces, but it's definitely going to be different to the fans and other opponents this year.
What about your captains? Who are your captains this year?
We have 3 senior captains, Noe Diaz, Dorian Detremont, and James Stevenson. And they're all with the program last year.
And maybe just share with us their roles on the team and for this year.
Yeah, I expect all 3 of those guys to step in as starters for us this year. And if they don't start, you know, they're going to be 6th or 7th man. So those 3 guys are going to play significant roles for us. And really, we're going to need their leadership on and off the court because, like I said, a lot of our young players are pretty solid and have a lot of talent, but they just haven't had the varsity experience. So these guys that have been on varsity for a year or two will have to help those guys.
All right. What can you tell me now about the Northeastern Conference? We kind of touched very briefly on Marblehead and Peabody. Kind of, I tend to agree with you. Those 2 teams look like they're 2 of the tougher teams in the conference this year from what it seems like. What else do you see in the conference?
I don't think there is a clear-cut favorite this year in the conference. I think you're going to see maybe a little bit more parity than there has been the last few years. You know, I think Marblehead, Peabody, Beverly, they're going to really compete, you know, up in that the top bracket or the top group, however you want to put it. And then on the other side, a team like August played really well last year, so you don't know what you're going to get out of somebody like that when you have your crossover games. You know, and Salem is a team that I think a lot of people are sleeping on. They have an excellent backcourt of 2 young freshmen who are going to be serious, serious contenders moving forward. They're going to be big-time players. So if they are ready, you know, to play at the varsity level, there's no reason they can't make some noise this year.
But you did note the you know, Ryder Frost gone and what Brayson gone from Salem High. So a couple of big names are gone off of last year's rosters for sure, and that happens every year.
Yeah, it does happen every year, and you're seeing it more and more now. It's becoming part of high school basketball. Unfortunately for the MIAA, it's usually guys leaving the MIAA to go to prep school and not the other way around. You see it more every year. It's good for some guys, not good for some guys. So hopefully just the guys that do make those moves, they're making the right decisions. I know, like, for in our case, for Ryder Frost, you know, it makes a lot of sense. He's a big-time player. He's doing really well where he is. So, you know, we're happy for him. But whether it's transfers or graduating seniors, every year you're losing players. You know, it's just when you hear a big-name player like a Brayson or a Ryder leaves, everybody's like gets all flustered and they're like, oh boy, well, I mean, you lose seniors every year too, you know, so you're always got to rebuild a little bit.
You know, there's a new coach, a new head coach in the league over at Danvers, Jabari Clark, and he dropped your name. I talked to him a couple of days ago, and so he had some nice things to say about you, Coach.
Yeah, Jabari's a great kid. I coached Jabari when I was coaching over in Peabody High School, you know, so it's great to see how well he's doing and the job he got and to see him come, you know, full circle from where, you know, I was coaching him and now I get to coach against him. So he'll do well. He's a really good kid.
No, absolutely. Yeah, and with Coach Broughton as well over there in Peabody during those times for sure, yeah. Coach, anything else you want to share with us about Beverly basketball or the league or anything else? Actually, before I let you do that, tell us about the Commonwealth Motors holiday tournament, a little bit more about that.
Yeah, that's a great tournament. We were in it last year for the first time. We were excited to be able to be asked to come back. So we play three games. There's eight teams in it, and all three games are played at Merrimack College. So you get to play on a Division I court, you know. We drew Central Catholic first game, so you're guaranteed three games. So we got our work cut out for us that first game, sure.
You know, so if you lose, you still keep playing, right?
right. So that if you win or lose your first game, you either move forward in a winner's bracket or you'll move left into the loser's bracket, but you're guaranteed three games, which is nice.
Absolutely. All right, Coach, anything else you want to share with us about this Beverly team or this coming week?
Yeah, no, just we're just, like everybody else, you know, we're chomping at the bit to get on the floor for real. We had some nice scrimmages, and the kids are excited. They're ready to go. The coaches are excited. They're ready to go. So, you know, basketball season's here. You wait 9 months for it to roll around, and then you blink and it's over. So we're going to try to enjoy it.
All right. I'll keep my eyes wide open for Tuesday night. Coach, thanks so much for joining us.
All right. Thanks a lot, Phil. I'm sure I'll see you this season.
All right. Matt Karakoudis, head basketball coach, boys basketball coach at Beverly High School, with us here on MSONewsSports.com.